You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, let's take a look at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio target weather forecast for the Central Jersey listening area. Currently fair skies, 75 degrees. It is beautiful outside. The heat wave is finally over, and that is a beautiful thing. Today, sunny skies, high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 60. Tomorrow, yet again, sunny skies, high of 85 degrees. Tomorrow night, yet again, mostly clear, low of 58. And Saturday, sunny skies, so three beautiful days in a row, high of 86 degrees. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, low of 65 degrees. This is Randazzler's Musical Journey. I'm Greg the Randazzler. And today's show is a tribute to Eagle Don Henley, whose birthday was yesterday. I believe he turned 68 years old. So happy belated birthday to Don Henley. And we're going to start off with this Eagles hit from 1972.
Night.
Witchy Woman, the Eagles, here on 100 Chamber Radio. Up next, another Eagles hit from 1974, Desperado.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh freedom, well that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you feel
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. We'll be right back.
course, that was Dirty Laundry, Don Henley's first solo hit, actually his biggest solo hit of his career thus far. Opened the show with Witchy Woman and Desperado when he was a member of the Eagles. Now we're going to go back to when he was with the Eagles with this song, the Eagles' first number one hit. This was back from 1975, 40 years ago. Beautiful song, The Best of My Love by the Eagles. Now we're going to hear from the Eagles again with their second number one hit, sung by Don Henley.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. A Quinnipiac poll of swing state voters finds Hillary Clinton trailing three Republican candidates in Iowa, Colorado, and Virginia. The poll released yesterday indicates Senator Marco Rubio, Governor Scott Walker, and Jeb Bush would all beat Clinton in a close race.
I really believe we can win in 2016. I think she's the third term of a failed presidency. She's the architect of his foreign policy that's collapsing throughout the world. She started these negotiations with Iran.
That's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. A bill expected to come up for a House vote today would cut off federal money for cities that refuse to comply with federal immigration enforcement efforts. The issue has been building since a young San Francisco woman, Kate Steinle, was shot to death earlier this month. A man who'd been deported five times is charged with killing her. America's unemployment lines are a lot shorter this week. This morning's report from the Labor Department shows first-time claims for jobless benefits falling to 255,000. Initial claims haven't been this low since 1973. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? If you owe $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast. If you owe $10,000 or more on your student loan, call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290, 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
We'll be right back.
Joys of Summer, another Don Henley solo hit. That one reached to number 5 on the Billboard charts. And of course, before the break, we had One of These Nights, The Best of My Love, and Dirty Laundry. Now, we're going to hear from the Eagles again, Life in the Fast Lane.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
She wants to do it. All she wants to do.
All She Wants to Do Is Dance by, of course, Don Henley here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Before that, Life in the Fast Lane, when Don Henley was a member of the Eagles, then the Boys of Summer to begin the second half of the 10 o'clock hour. And now we're going to go to another Don Henley solo hit, The End of Innocence.
Since daddy had to fly, oh, but I know a place where we can go, still untouched by men. The sun watched the clouds roll by, the tall grass waves in the wind. You can lay your head back on the ground, tired old man that we elected king. Armchair warriors often fail. We've been poisoned by these fairy tales. Lawyers clean up all details since daddy had to lie. Oh, but I know a place where we can go and wash away this. Watch the clouds roll by, the tall grass waves in the wind. Just lay your head back on the ground, let your hair spill all around me. Offer up your best defense. This is the end. This is the end of the
the end of the innocence here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Well, it's about time for me to head out pretty soon. Fastest hour in radio has gone by yet again, but of course I will be back next week as usual. Same time, same voice. What better way to end a show today than with this forever popular Eagles song, of course, one of their 5 number one hits, Hotel California.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. A Quinnipiac poll of swing state voters finds Hillary Clinton trailing three Republican candidates in Iowa, Colorado, and Virginia. The poll released yesterday indicates Senator Marco Rubio, Governor Scott Walker, and Jeb Bush would all beat Clinton in a close race.
I really believe we can win in 2016. I think she's the third term of a failed presidency. She's the architect of his foreign policy that's collapsing throughout the world. She started these negotiations with Iran.
That's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. A bill expected to come up for a House vote today would cut off federal money for cities that refuse to comply with federal immigration enforcement efforts. The issue has been building since a young San Francisco woman, Kate Steinle, was shot to death earlier this month. A man who'd been deported five times is charged with killing her. America's unemployment lines are a lot shorter this week. This morning's report from the Labor Department shows first-time claims for jobless benefits falling to 255,000. Initial claims haven't been this low since 1973. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, get a Swiss Gear backpack for only $10. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. While supplies last, M725.
Some service members are guarding an American flag outside of Colorado Springs City Hall after a previous one was cut down and burned. Travis Weston with the U.S. Army is one of the volunteers keeping an eye on the flag.
It's unacceptable. I don't think they really realize what they're doing. I don't think they realize what the flag means to servicemen and women, people that have served for the country, people that haven't, patriots. They don't understand what it means to them.
Police say a security guard found the previous flag burned under the Statue of Liberty outside of City Hall earlier this week. Colorado Springs City Councilman Larry Bagley says it was upsetting.
I didn't expect something like that to happen in Colorado Springs. And secondly, I was a little angry that we had the flag burned, and that was just very insulting.
The wife of Chick-fil-A's later founder has died. Jeanette McNeil Cathy passed away last night at the age of 92. Jeanette met Truett Cathy when she was 8 years old, and the two married in 1948, remaining together until his death last September. The family-owned fast food chicken restaurant was founded in 1967 and has more